Hey everybody, this episode of Rock Paper Podcast is sponsored by Gaslight. Check it out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard on the Hill, or online at gaslightstl.com. Come take a look at what they got going on over there. Book yourself a tour. Come in and check out the facilities. A lot of really unique stuff going on. If you haven't been over there yet, it's a great recording studio with a bar attached. Just a cool hangout, and you get to hear some great music coming out of St. Louis. A lot of really cool recordings going on over there. So again, gaslightstl.com for more information and full listing of events. A couple great events coming up over there. October 2nd, STL Tone Taste Test, including a bunch of great musical equipment and gear, and live demos from a bunch of great St. Louis musicians, all recorded by Loft Sessions and Gaslight. It's all going to be a good party going on, especially if you're a gearhead. So come out October 2nd and check that out. Also, mark your calendar, October 9th, Rock Paper Podcast 300th episode party going on over at the Gaslight. We'll have special guest Cavo. We'll have Loft Sessions there recording it for video. We'll have Four Hands and Urban Chestnut Beer. We'll have Cha Cha Chow. And we'll have Smoking Hot Cigars and Jameson Irish Whiskey. So it's going to be a great day. Come on out. It's a $10 event on October 9th. Full listings, again, on GaslightSTL.com. Be sure to follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Jake Manis.
This is Kevin Kaler.
We're here promoting the Missouri Prairie Festival on Rock Paper Podcast.
Podcast.
October 8th at the Thomas Dunn Learning Center.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here. Rock Paper Podcast coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Lou.
Hanging out with Kevin and Jake. They got so this is Jake's third time.
It's about my third time.
Yeah, and Kevin's second time. Yeah.
Second time on the RPP.
Yeah, so welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks, man. Exciting. Thanks for having us.
So we got a big event to talk about. We've been hanging out here. We are recording this live at Kevin's house, sitting around a bonfire, having a good old time. So,
you'll get to hear the fire crackling,
yeah,
maybe.
And yeah, this is a nice little peaceful setting here. But yeah, so like I said, we got this big festival to talk about. I guess anybody that doesn't know you guys, let's give a little back story here. Catch everybody up at who you guys are and how you got to this point to where we're doing this Missouri Prairie Festival.
Right on.
So Kevin was on part of the Ilphonics episode.
Yes.
And
we were here in something like February or March.
Yeah. I remember
our album came out in April.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I remember all the episodes. Like, I can tell you, like, you know, I remember, but like the dates and times and stuff, all that kind of stuff.
Time's just an illusion, anyway.
Yeah, numbers are tricky for me, but the rest of the stuff, I remember all the memories of them. So,
hell yeah.
But and then Jake is one half of the Manis Brothers, and it was on. We had you guys on your own episode, and then we also talked about Whiskey War Festival a while back. So. So you guys are no stranger to putting together festival stuff.
No stranger to making some memories on Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah.
No stranger to making memories. Right. I like that.
But, where do we get going with Missouri Prairie Festival? Like, I
How do you two come to these two worlds collide to do this?
Well, I think it kind of started the idea of us doing it together for sure is with EMAP. Kevin starting the EMAP.
Yeah, the Environmental Music and Arts Project. It's an idea I had a couple years back, and finally this year, 2016 rolled around, and it was like, I got to do something with that idea. Let's get it going. And finally did. I had my first event in June, actually the same day as the Whiskey War barbecue, and which I, you know, in retrospect, wish I knew that information during the booking of the first EMAP event. But right. Got EMAP going in 2016, and then Jake saw what I was doing, I guess.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do something, I guess. I wanted to have something to promote that was bigger before the end of the year or something going on, and I thought about different stuff with, like, the environment and stuff similar to Kevin, and Kevin had hit me up when he first started the EMAP, and I expressed interest in it, and, Missouri Prairie Fest sounds super badass, the name,
yeah.
And, a great cause. Missouri Prairies, like, I didn't know about the foundation until Kevin actually told me about it, and it sounded like the perfect thing to raise money for. The Prairies do, like, an unlimited amount of things for, like, the earth and our own health here in Missouri, and just, like, all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
Well, the crazy thing, kind of serendipitous, if I can use that word, if I'm not being too snooty by using it, no. Because Jake had the idea, he was like, yeah, I have this idea for a festival, I want to call it the Missouri Prairie Fest. And I was like, well, you know, there's an organization called the Missouri Prairie Foundation. And that was actually the first organization that EMAP promoted in June. And so the fact that Jake had kind of thrown out that possible festival title, mm-hmm. and the fact that Carol David from Missouri Prairie Foundation came to our first event and spoke to the crowd and just had amazing things to say about what she does, helping to maintain, you know, original prairie land in in Missouri.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be the perfect opportunity to have a whole festival in honor of, you know, natural Missouri landscape.
Sure.
Carol David has a pretty amazing TED Talk X.
Yeah, she was on TEDx. Yeah.
And that's just a little glimpse of kind of what she'll be talking about at the last EMAP event and at this Missouri Prairie Fest, even more so since it's directly involved with the prairies now, I think.
Yeah, her name's Carol David. That's DAVIT, if you want to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so you guys had me watch to get more informed to watch this video that you guys shot, in which I think everybody would encourage everybody else to go do the same.
Absolutely,
because it was
check out the vid.
Yeah,
trip, which y'all.
But I'll be sure to definitely link it on the Rock Paper Podcast page, and then of course, but it's on YouTube and your generosity page. I thought the video, you know, you guys were talking about, you guys had the stats about how little of our Missouri Prairie is left, you know, like how
slowly things growing back.
Right.
Slowly not we're growing back.
We're no, trying we're trying to help back. It grow
sure,
back.
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's, you know, that's kind of the fact that's like on the downer side whenever you hear about, you know, ice caps melting or Missouri Prairie going away. Like, you know, of course we have to inform people of these facts, but I want to focus more on what prairie can do,
sure.
You know, not just the fact that we've lost it, but the fact that what is left can do some pretty amazing things, which if you watch that video, you get to hear Jake talking all to you like Missouri Prairie. And yeah, no, there's some, you know,
there's some good footage of some good quality prairie land.
Definitely, yeah.
there. Yeah, we got Nick Adamson and Brandon Sloan to help us make this video, which is really great. You guys should check it out. It's
two of the coolest dudes making videos around, probably. I'd say it was a really blast hanging out with those guys.
Yeah, for sure. Nick's been on the show. I haven't got Brandon yet, but friends of the show, and I know they've been doing a lot of great work, video work. But yeah, it was cool to see. That's one of my favorite things about being involved in this community. And
it's all about community.
But everything. You know, you see a project like this, and you see, you know, you guys coming together.
We go back to the positive things that prairies can do, real quick?
Oh, of course.
I feel like I alluded to it, and then we're kind of like.
What is the bee population?
It's over 200 species of bee that have their home in Missouri prairies. So, you know, we all know why we need bees. Wait, not beads. Bees. Sorry. Oh, man. Take one for the team. But, you know, bees make the world go around, do they not?
Sure.
Like, I just read online, you know, I got to do my research, but the bees may have a venom inside them that could cure cancer, guys. So,
well,
we're going to want to save these prairies.
Yeah. We gotta save their home, you know. Anybody who knows anything about some basic environmental causes knows that bees are important, you know, and they know that bees are dying. So if you don't, that's just a basic thing. If you don't know that yet, now you do. Like,
what about the water runoff? That's a pretty big one.
So, original prairie land. Now we're talking about the original Missouri prairie here. Ever since the beginning of time has been growing, and the root system is so strong and huge that it can absorb up to 8 inches of rainfall with no flooding.
Which is about how much water in tons or gallons, maybe?
I have no clue.
A lot, though.
I don't propose to be any expert on any of this stuff.
But there will be experts there at the festival.
That is correct.
To answer all questions that you may have.
Yeah, we just hope to bring the good times and the fun.
Our job is getting the word out about the things, you know,
that
people need to know.
Yeah, it's just raising awareness. That is the number one goal, like, with EMAP in general.
We don't know as much as we should know, but we're learning.
Nobody knows as much as they should know.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to learn. And
you're here to school other people with your awesome podcast.
Oh, I appreciate that. But yeah, hopefully I'm here to spread the good word, you know. But this, we're talking all about this festival. It's October 8th.
October 8th, it's a Saturday.
Yeah. Starts at 4 p.m.
It's going to be indoor and outdoor, mainly outdoor, and it's in October, obviously. So we all know what St. Louis October looks like.
Sure.
We're trying to get a hold of some hay bales. Really make the scene look fantastic.
Yeah.
We got a lineup that, to me,
heck of a
is
lineup.
Impeccable.
Yeah.
Impeccable. We got old Missouri Dave, the other half of the band there.
Oh, all
right. Yeah, and when we rattle these names off here, we can talk about some of these groups that are...
Sure.
I'll tell you right now, I'm pretty excited about Vandeventer being on the bill.
Yeah.
One of our newer, you know, total jazz-laden, kind of definitely
like
jammy.
Psychedelic rock-ish.
Some good shit there.
Yeah.
Who else we got, Shane?
You got Unifia.
Unifia, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Unifia is so great.
Yeah, I've seen that name on that flyer there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those guys. They seem they're always up for a good cause, too. They're, you know, very...
Their music is going to sound so fantastic being echoed through the city like that.
Yep. Letter to Memphis. Another friend of the show.
Love them.
Yeah, for sure. They are, is that, are they, you know, is that just going to be the duo, or are they got full band going, or you know, they have not.
I'm gunning for specified. Full band.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm gunning for full band.
I know they, there's always, couple of various forms of
well, they better be full band.
Yeah,
I
sure hope so.
It right now,
yeah, they are now
full band.
Yeah. Gene and Devin and Paul and all the they're all just great people.
True. On those percussions.
Yeah. We got a traveling sound machine.
Oh yeah.
Traveling sound machine.
I don't know a ton about them yet.
Steve Lickenbrock. Sorry about all my can't speak right tonight. Steve Lickenbrock.
Can't speak right, guys.
Nope, not usually.
Steven Lickenbrock's been around for a while.
Yeah.
He's always been doing some cool stuff.
He writes really good songs and has a cool voice. And I love his choice of guitars and guitar pedals.
Yeah. and then, is it Arshad Goods? Is that right?
Arshad Goods. It's from another U City artist. Ilphonics is from U City. Arshad Goods is also from U City. There's so many, like, the people that went to U City, there's so many of them that, yeah, they are in every different aspect of the music scene, it seems like. And so, he does some really great, like, some of it's more like conscious hip-hop, but some of it's not, like, you have to think, you know? It's just really good, like, kind of funky vibes, and, he may have a live band. They said that he's probably planning on bringing a four-piece band. And so that's going to be a phenomenal performance.
Yeah.
Arshad Goods may be the set of Missouri Prairie Festival, quite possibly.
For sure, hoping so.
Yeah.
And then you got Slush Wave.
Slush Wave, best rock vocalist in the city. Cameron Novak.
Yeah. Says Kevin, I haven't heard him yet, but I'm hoping yeah. So. Sure.
He's opera trained. He's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And Bates.
Another hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
Kind of more of like the street hip-hop sound, you know, but also conscious, though. Like, what she raps about is real. Like, you can feel what she's talking about, like, you know, she might be angry about something, and you can be like, yeah, like, I understand why you're angry, you know, because she's just throwing it all out there. She's got a good passion.
Yeah. Chris Black and the Eagles of
Unemployment. From Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Been good friends of ours for a real long time. Thrown some crazy shows in Paducah and played a lot of great shows here in St. Louis with them. So, got them on the bill.
Yeah, very cool.
Definitely excited for people to see them. Some really good, kind of bluesy, alt-rock, rock and roll. Straight up.
Straight up. Nick Gussman and the Last Minute Men?
Nick Gussman and the Last Minute Men. About country, Americana. I think full band, he's one of the best, definitely one of the best newer country bands that have come up in St. Louis. This year.
Yeah.
I think this is probably his third or fourth show, but he's been doing open mics and stuff like that, and he was in a couple other bands around town as well, Moon Clampers.
Yeah, dude can sing, man.
Yeah. So,
got some good songs.
Definitely those guys are part of it.
And this is all happening at the bike-powered electric stage.
Correct.
That's the name of the stage.
Oh. We do have some bicycle generators. It'll be powering the outdoor stage.
Yeah, we'll have five bikes going at once, and we actually have a sign-up link online, so if you're thinking about coming and you're thinking about helping us power this stage with your own legs, you can find that information on the Missouri Prairie Festival Facebook page, so like we can get you signed up. And actually, this is not 100% confirmed, but I feel good enough about it to just go ahead and say it. A&M Bicycle on Morgan Ford and Arsenal is offering a free inner tube with, you know, if you sign up to for a 15-minute... Actually, you know what? We might make it a 30-minute. They got to work a little bit more for that inner tube. So 30 minutes on the bike, helping to power the stage, you get a free inner tube, A&M Bicycles.
You know, if you're there and you want to ride some bikes around, we're going to be looking for riders all day. So, go on up.
Yeah, just listen to some music as you're riding.
So without them, Unify, it could be jamming.
Me and Kevin are going to be riding right. bikes all day yeah. long. Yeah. So we better have some help.
Without yeah. some help, like, all of a sudden the sound's going to cut out, and that's...
Let's hope it doesn't come to yeah, that, guys. Right? Just bring your bike and shoes.
And I like them.
Yeah.
They did some good work. Good quality bike generators. The cool thing is, honestly, I think, you know, other than keeping the lights on in the hall or in the learning center and maybe having a TV running, possibly showing some informational videos in a room, we're not using any electricity, which is kind of neat. We were mm-hmm. talking about having the indoor stage be as acoustic as possible with that setup. You know, we'll yeah. have mics and PA for, you know, need be. But that's kind of neat, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Trying to walk the walk, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, this is... So, you said we have the acoustic stage going also.
Those will be indoor all day, back-to-back.
And over there you have Le Pons.
We got Le Pons.
Obviously offbeat, which...
Hey, that's me.
Hey, look at that. Mother Meat.
Mother Meat.
I could talk about them for days.
Yeah.
Kevin loves Mother Meat.
Yeah.
He talks about them every time I see him. He brings them up.
Yeah.
Favorite band. Mother Meat and Slush Wave. That's all he's listening to these days.
Yeah. Mark Brainerd, another friend of the show.
Mark Brainerd is a cool guy, I think.
Yeah. I agree.
You think? Do you think or do you know?
I think, man. I still am unsure about that boy a little bit. Sometimes.
He's great. He's a really love his guy. Sense of humor most of the time.
That's mainly yeah. the only reason why I like him. Because he's funny.
He's pretty fucking funny.
Definitely. And then, like you said earlier, Missouri Dave.
Missouri Dave. Now, that's who I'm listening to these days.
Yeah.
No, not really. He'll be there. He's
You're
making
probably forced
some,
to listen to him all the time.
Right.
He's making some Save Mo Prairie signs. Really solid, badass fuck looking. I think he'll be there all day making whatever signs people are asking him. You know, obviously doable within that allotted amount of time. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring your dough, boys and girls. We got some vendors. We got a bunch of artists. We got...
Oh, yeah. We got a... Art Monster.
Art Monster. That's the coolest, biggest one. Tell me about that.
Art Monster, they have a storefront on Cherokee. I don't know the exact cross street, but they're going to be doing some live art. So they'll have some sort of easel like next to the stage or something. So they'll be inspired by all the groups you just named and...
live art, right?
Live art's the coolest. If you've never seen that, it's really fun to see somebody develop a whole piece over the course of a set.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, you know, I love seeing that partnership, you know, the whole physical art with, you know, with the music and everything else and stuff, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, we got them, we got Chris Melton, he's got his art set up, and I'll let Epoch. Brandon Barnes, who also did our flyer. A lot of good artists.
Yeah. And all this, of course, you also have food
this is
available.
Only, all this for $10.
Yeah, $10.
By the way. And
well,
it's just
you know
a
what?
Donation.
You can also get some free Schlafly beer. They're one of our sponsors. Helped us out doing a lot of things. And, pretty excited to have. I'm pretty excited to have a couple of free beers for everybody yeah. coming in attendance and
that too. Again,
you know, have some fun, ride some bikes, drink some beer.
Drink beer while riding bikes.
Why not?
I also want to mention that there's a beautiful shaded area with grass. So, like, bring blankets, bring, you know, if you want to bring some food, that's cool. Like, you know, there will be food available
right
for purchase.
To Marquette Park, correct?
Yeah.
So pretty, you know, pretty rad, pretty righteous. Yeah.
I want to see somebody with one of those, like, game day football helmets on with two beers on each side and then on riding a bike.
Riding a bike now.
That's
yeah.
That's what I want to see.
It's going to be me.
It's making it happen. But there, yeah, there's also food available by Subterranean Homemade Foods, and that's Robin Wheeler, for those of you all who know her.
Robin was on the show as well with Susie.
Riding with St. Louis.
Yeah, so.
She's going to be teaching a cooking class as well.
Very cool.
Yeah. We're trying to make this as much of a all-inclusive kind of deal as possible. Music, art, and then also educational aspects as well.
Yeah. So you said, you mentioned from Missouri Prairie Fest Foundation, she'll be speaking, but is there other speakers?
We do have quite a few other speakers, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're currently being booked. I don't want to give any specific names right now.
But they're there, guys.
Yeah, there's four or five organizations that will be giving you some extra information there. You know, actually, so let me give a shout to St. Louis Earth Day.
Yeah, most definitely. I was just about to bring them up.
Yeah, St. Louis Earth Day is actually what got EMAP officially started. Because I had the idea, but then I was made aware by Jen DeRose of St. Louis Earth Day and the Green Dining Alliance that there was a grant available. And I had the idea, but I just hadn't really done anything with it yet. I submitted the application. I got the grant. And so they are essentially sponsoring this event, you know. They're going to be representing there as well. Jen is one of the potential speakers. I really hope she can make it out to. Well, I know she should be there, but either way, I would really like to see her present something. But yeah, we got also Ryan Albritton, the creator of Sprouthood, the app that allows you to all the urban farmers in the St. Louis area can connect with each other and trade food, like excess tomatoes, you know. You can trade those excess tomatoes for somebody who's got some excess celery or whatever, you know.
Alright.
So,
which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, so Ryan is going to be there doing a little urban farming demonstration and taking a Q&A. So there's all sorts of stuff happening, and you know.
Well, what this festival really is benefiting the Missouri Prairie Foundation, because we think that that's, you know, a pretty grand cause. But more importantly, it's just getting together with like-minded individuals to learn more about and converse more on topics that you may be interested in, because you have realized that it's kind of some stuff that we should probably be thinking about, because, you know, I mean,
yeah, we can't just
need them all to survive, and we're running out of them all.
Yeah,
and we could easily, you know, get together and get some stuff going.
Get some stuff happening in a fun environment. That's what the whole thing is. Like, you know, you can only live in denial for so long. And there's ways that we can make this all better, and let's just all do it together, and it should be a good time, you know.
Well, and regardless, you know, showgoers and whatnot, this is an awesome show. And the money that you're spending there all day and to get in, you're seeing all these bands that, you know, are amazing that you should be seeing anyways, but your money's going to something good. You know, this is a straight-up benefit for the Missouri Prairie Foundation, and everyone involved is volunteering their time. It's an amazing effort, so it's really would be kind of y'all to come out.
Yeah, please, please come out.
Missouri Prairie
Festival. this is at Thomas Dunn Learning Center.
Yes, Thomas Dunn Learning Center, 3113 Gasconade in South St. Louis.
It's a beautiful location, it really is.
It's a few blocks south of Cherokee. If you can go anywhere on Cherokee, you can come to the Thomas Dunn Learning Center. It's a really beautiful building. It was not being used, I think, for 10 or 20 years, and within the last couple of years, they got this building in action again. And so, Yeah, I'm really excited about that building and the potential of such a space in the community, you know, in the location that it's at, because, it, you know, it'll be a really great resource to the community, you know.
Now, when you guys check out the generosity page, there's a, really what it is a way to donate money to the foundation if you'd like to, outside of your ticket price. It's if you want to sign up to be a member of the foundation or receive other extra prizes or, you know, gifts that you get through donating X amount of money. You know, our lowest amount is our ticket price, so that is just strictly pre-sale. But the idea of it mainly is if you're unable to come but still want to be a part of it or anything like that, you know, go to that generosity page, check it out, and there it is, you know.
Yeah, yeah, spread the word, you know, because this is something that we hope to continue to do in future years, and it's, you know, it's all a big experiment, right? Yeah. I mean, and we want you all to be a part of the experiment. Let's make this happen. It's just good times for a good cause.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that, you know, you guys are taking the initiative to, you know, stand up and fight for, you know, fight for what you guys believe in here. This is,
most definitely, I think there's going to be a lot more, you know, EMAP and myself and Hellhound booking Manus Brothers and all that, kind of getting together to be doing more stuff in the future as well, which is going to be very nice to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. You'll continue to see events by all of us,
sure,
included in this conversation.
Yeah. So again, that's on October 8th, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah. So we can, like I said, I'll link everything up on the page to the video and the generosity page and stuff. But yeah, definitely just get involved. That's the biggest thing. It's just, even
absolutely,
if you're, even if not.
Yeah, it's not too late. Like, if you still want to bring out some stuff that you make, like, sustainably, like, we're all about having as many vendors as want to be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of vendors will ask us, you know, what the cost is to be there, and with an event like this, it's very important to us, you know, that if you want to donate to the cause, you know, absolutely, more power to you, we would love that. But come if you've got something, any kind of craft that you're making that is, like, you know, good, organic, whatever it may be,
yeah,
you know, come out and offer your skills and services or knowledge. You know, this is a group effort. It's not like, you know, we're organizing it for anybody to come in and show off what they got, you know, bring in a table or hit us up and we can, you know, figure out how to get you set up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of space outside, you know, there's like this whole extra area that I'm hoping will become, like, you know, the area with all the vendors and everything. And so, yeah, I know there's already at least a handful confirmed, so just come on out, you know, all of you guys.
And they're, so I know you have an EMAP Facebook page, and but there's an official event, right, for the Prairie Festival.
There's a Facebook event for the Missouri Prairie Fest.
Yeah.
There's also a page for EMAP,
right,
as well. And there's a mailing list as well if you want to get on that. And that'll all be available at the October 8th at Thomas Dunn.
So,
yeah, I mean, mainly the generosity page. That's good. Yeah, generosity is it's an offshoot of the Indiegogo crowdfunding website. So it's you know, it's not just a random website we're sending you to. It's
Indiegogo formatted for charitable causes
and
whatnot.
But is that the best way to contact
you? That's where you can pre-order tickets,
yeah,
you know. Just contact us on Facebook.
Best,
you know,
way to contact us, Hellhound Booking on Facebook, Jake Manus on Facebook, Kevin Kaler, EMAP. Any which way you can find, if you go to any one of those pages, I'm sure there's several links, ways to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Several.
Yeah.
At least.
But yeah, and then, like I said, you know, with fantastic music all day. So if you don't know any of these bands, come out.
Do your homework.
Yeah, come on.
You're going to find somebody you like. There's there's rock, there's hip hop, there's folk, there's what did I not say yet? There's everything. There's reggae. There's country, blues. It's all there.
Sure. I like. I always try to tell people, like, you know, just because you don't know the name or whatever it might be, like, you come out and you might discover your next favorite band because, like,
there's
a lot of serious talent in this town, and it's just.
If I see a flyer with, you know, and I don't know a band on the whole bill, then, you know, that's even more reason to go to that show because, you know, somebody picked all them bands.
Sure. But, yeah, I mean, and of course, like I said, these people are, you know, out here donating their time to for a good cause, so it's even more.
So we can all be healthier as a species and a planet,
Yeah, so and then what you said in the generosity video, you said that there's what's your $10 donation as a poster?
$10 donation. You know, if you pre-order your ticket, essentially, that's your $10 donation, and you'll also get a free poster.
We got a 20.
Yeah, at $20. We have a compilation. See, that's what we have.
We have a compilation of all the bands that we're putting together. So that'll be a digital download.
Yeah.
That you can get, and that'll be available for donation as well. The $50 donation is a music lesson, a private music lesson from either myself or Kevin here.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be pretty fun. I hope a couple people sign up for those. Looking forward to that. We both give private lessons at School of Rock, Baldwin and Kirkwood. So
you'll get your money's worth.
Get
that's
your money's
sure.
worth.
Yeah.
They don't hire just anybody over there. No, but
find whatever works for you in terms of how much, you know, what kind of budget you got. But
what you can also do is one of the prizes is you become a member of the foundation, which you can do regardless, and we very much recommend that. You know, because they're always doing stuff. So if you want to keep updated on the Missouri Prairie and the idea of keeping up on those, the Missouri Prairie Foundation would be the first place to go. And
I think they have like a quarterly newsletter that you'll get for free with that $30 donation.
Mm-hmm. And they have a Facebook page as well where I believe they keep up on, you know, any events they may be working or being a part of or what their current goals are to meet.
Yeah.
But yeah,
great organization.
Fest, October 8th, your number one hotspot stop to all information.
Yeah, come hang with us.
Yeah.
Second biggest festival for the environment, second only to the infamous Earth Day, Forest Park. It's one of the coolest events I've been to this year, too.
Yeah. And this, hopefully. You know, hopefully this goes well and becomes a, you know, an annual thing for sure. We'll get
I think it will be
where we can, you know, you can be right up there with all these
But like, let's turn it into more of a daily thing and not just a once a year thing. Like, that's really what it's going to take. You know, we just got to start talking about it, starting to understand that this is our reality.
Well, I'll tell you all right now, Kevin's really doing it because we're in his backyard. I feel like I'm in kind of in a jungle.
Yeah, you guys can probably hear all the bugs.
Yeah. This is nice.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Go check out a prairie. Go somewhere in nature, and it's beautiful. We need more of that stuff. I mean, that's just like a duh. We need more of the stuff that naturally occurs and, like, makes us healthier and is better for everything.
Sure. Yeah. There's all sorts of scientific studies nowadays that are like, you know, you go on a hike and literally we can measure that your brain is in better condition after you've had this hike, you know. There's all sorts of things you can point to, you know.
Yeah.
That's where it stems for me, is just to be out here, to be outside and to be truly enjoying what just existence, just nature is giving to you. Beautiful breeze, beautiful weather, you know, that's...
Sure.
We gotta give something back.
Oxygen, man.
We're all about giving back here, guys.
Yep.
Unfortunately, all we can give is carbon dioxide.
Well, yeah.
Which the prairie, 1 acre of prairie, can absorb 1 ton of carbon.
How many tons do you think we make in a lifetime?
I don't know. I have to look into that.
We gotta do some research here.
We all do.
Sure. But yeah.
Like I said, we ain't no experts here. We just,
just trying to get some shit done.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, man. Well, I'm happy to help. Like I said, I believe in the cause. I'm down for the cause. I'm happy to help spread the word. And,
appreciate
of course,
that,
I believe in you guys. So I'm here to...
Thank you.
I got your back. But yeah, I think it's great what you guys are doing. I'm excited about it. And I want to be there. I'm gonna sign up to ride a bike.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get that free inner tube.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You had me a free inner tube. But yeah, October 8th, mark your calendar.
Mark it on down.
Pre-order your ticket now.
Bring them all, man. Bring everybody you know.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Fun for the whole family. Dogs too, right? You said?
Bring your dogs, bring your kids.
Yeah.
Bring them.
As long as your dogs, are cool.
Yeah. Bring it on. We're doing it up big time.
Yeah. But yeah. All right, guys. Like I said, all this is on. You got a Facebook event, and of course, be sure to check out that generosity page. All the details are there in the video, and you can go ahead and pre-order your ticket or donate more or whatever you want to do. That's all there.
Oh yeah,
sure, and it'll be there.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for taking time out to do this. I appreciate it.
Thank
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for coming out to Kevin's backyard and hanging out with us
all this
time.
It's been awesome. Like I said, just getting to hang with you dudes is cool, man. So, this has been fun.
Yeah, man. Likewise.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.